This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Redskins play the Bengals. 4:30 kickoff Sunday, FedEx Field. You got tickets, you'll be there. If you don't, you're going to be watching on TV. That's fine, too. What do you want to see? 800-636-1067. What is the foremost number one storyline you care about in this really the only truly significant and I would say vital preseason game? Because if you go out and lay an egg and you're a complete dud in the first two quarters while your starters are on the field in preseason game three, it speaks to what you're going to be for the regular season as well. So we're going to get into that on Grant and Danny. We told you, though, we'd be giving away tickets to see the Nationals take on the Marlins August 29th at Nats Park. Caller number 10. At 800-636-1067, you'll have the chance to win those tickets right now. You've got to know who pitched in the eighth inning last night for the Nationals. If you know the answer to that question, you're going to get tickets to that game if you're the 10th caller. You got to be one of the first 25,000 people in to get your starting lineup Bryce Harper action figure. Tickets are on sale now through the Nationals box office. You can win your way in all week long with 1067 The Fan. The details are online now at thefandc.com/contest.
So I like that contest. That is a good little thing because it shows that you watched the game last night and
that's
you stayed
true.
Up late and did it. Because normally you just go, oh, I have a general idea, but if you watched it, you knew there was a story. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Good job by you.
Thank you. Storyline number one for Sunday.
Here's what I need to see. I need to see to feel good that they ran the ball at least okay. I'm not even talking about great yardage totals. I don't need Samaje Perine in the second half against guys that won't be in the NFL. I need the starting offensive line, starting running back, first team offense, even if they know it's coming. 3.5 yards, please. I need the zeros and the negative ones and the ones that needs to go away. Positive rushing plays. Normal NFL caliber rushing offense. No one is asking for the Buffalo Bills with Tyrod Taylor and LeSean McCoy. Nobody is asking for some sort of college football wishbone type system. No one's asking for Keenan Reynolds and Navy rushing totals. I don't care about that. I want adequacy. They have not been adequate. They've been inadequate. They've been poor. They've been terrible. They've been wretched. They've been unacceptable. Be acceptable. Be fine. I will feel much better. That's my biggest key. I will be glued to the television when the first team offense is on the football field.
I think that's a really good one. I want to see the receiving core at full strength for the first time. So my number one storyline is going to be who's in and who's out in the Junior Gallette-Jordan Reed conversation.
Sure.
But let me go to offense first. Jordan Reed, Josh Doctson, Jamison Crowder, Terrell Pryor all on the field together. This passing game should hum. You should be in sync by now.
A little quick.
You've had the entire offseason. You flew down to Florida. You've had training camp every single day, practicing once a day, plus the walkthroughs that you go through, you're in the meeting rooms together. I want less miscommunications or, hey, the route was run a yard short or the ball wasn't exactly where it's supposed to be. Let's start humming. Let's look on Sunday for two quarters like you're going to look Sunday week one against Philadelphia, where I hope you come out hot and you're 9 for your first 10 passing for 117 yards if you're Kirk Cousins. I mean, I want to see that rhythm, that flow. Reed beating people at the line of scrimmage, Crowder winning one-on-one matchups, Doctson getting open in the middle of the field, Pryor getting open down the field. I want to start to see some signs of that. The other thing I mentioned was Junior Gallette. I just want to see the guy play.
Yeah, I'd like to see what happens.
He has to play.
Yeah.
Now, if he doesn't play this week, I know he's going to play next week because Greg Minuski actually was way more opinionated on this than I thought he was going to be. I don't know if you heard this yesterday. He had his weekly defensive coordinator press conference.
Uh-huh.
And someone said to him, is it important for you to see Junior Gallette in the preseason before you play him in the regular season? That would have been the easiest question in the world for Minuski to just swat away and not have a story because he could have said, oh, no, we know what that guy is. Look at his track record in New Orleans. He can play. When he's ready, he'll be on the field. He'll play well for us. That would be the coach speak there.
Yep.
Minuski did not say that. Minuski said, it's very important.
Whoa.
He said, I have to see him play in the preseason. He basically says, I have no idea what we've got in him. Nobody does.
We hope.
We don't know if he can be healthy. We don't know if he still has burst. I mean, I'm putting some of those words in his mouth, but that was essentially what he was alluding to. He's saying, I absolutely have to see this guy play. I was shocked by that for Greg Minuski. Shocked. So I think, and I'm happy he answered it that way, that tells me that there's actually a much better chance than I thought that Junior Gallet does play if he's 50-50 and on the fence, because this coaching staff wants to see him go.
There's some doubt. Yeah, because
that's my storyline number one on defense.
Well, because you're formulating a roster here, and the in-theory stuff, if a guy's banged up, a la Jordan Reed, track record, baby. You've got, you know, 12, 14 games a year where Jordan Reed is uncheckable and unstoppable and excellent. No problem there. He take your preseason off, get right, get healthy, because we know you can walk in, put your pads on for the first time, and be dominant.
I know what you are. I know what you're not. You're not a dud.
I got 3 years removed from the last time this guy did it. He's off-season workout posting. He's doing 360 dunks and doing whatever else and jumping through hula hoops. And every time he does something, his Achilles blows out. And every time he did something this preseason, his hamstring blew out. I need action. I need to know. If I'm counting on you, I need to know that I can count on you. This is as good a test as any. Not only just can you get through this game, but then can you come back to practice on Monday at this stage? If he was just a guy that had been playing consistently through stuff for them, I'm not blaming him for these injuries, by the way, simply saying, if he'd been playing through these things the last couple years, yeah, you give him the benefit of the doubt. That's gone now when you're this far removed from playing professional football.
Got a tweet here, at Grant H. Paulson. You can hit up Danny, at Funny Danny. Troy says, Perine and the nose tackle battle. So let's get into those two things. First on Samaje Perine. Samaje Perine looked very good last weekend. Didn't he? He was better than Rob Kelly. Now, Kelly was running behind a line that wasn't opening up any holes, and he was often being hit in the backfield, so it wasn't his fault. But if you talk about second-level wiggle, being able to make people miss, making jump cuts, hitting holes with some authority, making a catch. Thank you.
I love Rob Kelly.
Yeah, I also love Samaje Perine, though.
His offensive line didn't love him.
Spinning around to make a catch on the fly, you know, against his body, showing some athleticism, 20 yards downfield on a wheel route. Perine was as good in the second preseason game as he was bad in the first preseason game. Now, being good one out of every two games in the NFL is not enough. So if you look at the body of work to this point, everyone's praising, and they should, Perine's game against Green Bay. The body of work says he's been wildly inconsistent, and that's not trustworthy. You can't just throw a guy out there as a starter who's going to stink one game and be great the next game.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a chance to make it two in a row, though. I do want to watch him, especially if he gets some first-team run, which really hasn't happened yet.
I'd like to see it. Here's what I worry about. Not him running the football. We know that's there. We know about him catching the football. What I worry about is him screwing up in pass pro. It depends on how much they trust him. Because if you have the first-team offense in, hear me out on this, first-team offense in with Samaje Perine getting first-team looks, and you call that pass play, and he does a whoops and goes to the wrong spot for a block or lets a linebacker come free, now you're putting Kirk Cousins at risk. And I know in general, Cousins gets rid of the football, and that's one of the reasons why we're fans of his. He doesn't hold on to it too long, doesn't take a ton of hits. But he could be counting on just someone doing their job, and Perine just goes in the wrong direction. That's the only thing I worry about and where the coaches are with him. Even if it means if Perine's in the game, you're running the football, and that's a tell that you wouldn't dare do in the regular season, which you want to do now, I'd be okay with that just to see him get some first-team reps and see what it looks like. But that would be my only fear, my only reservation about having Perine in the game is trusting him in pass protection yet.
We can get into the nose tackle discussion next as well, where Phil Taylor really seems to be separating himself from the rest of the pack. Some other tweets have come in. Again, at Grant H. Paulson for me.
At Funny Danny.
You can tell us what you're looking forward to. And we'll get to your calls next. Line them up. Phone lines wide open. 800-636-1067. We are 2 days away from preseason game 3. What is your number one storyline to monitor? That is the question on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.